在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Welcome to Daily Tips on Learning English. Today's tip is on sound linking.
今天的主题是连音。
Remember that although written English has spaces between every word, spoken English does not have pauses after every word. As a matter of fact,Long strings of words are all linked together, and it is this linking which often makes it difficult for learners of English to understand native speakers talking. Today's tip is to notice how the H sound, h, is often dropped in personal pronouns such as he, him, his, and her. And when it is dropped, what is left is a vowel sound, and the vowel sound is always linked to the preceding word.
请注意，我们今天要给你的例子是说，当 him, he, her, his 这些字开头是 H 的字，前面有字的时候，通常我们 H 不发音，而要跟前面的字连音连起来。请听我们老师给你们的例子。
Let's look at an example. Give her a book. Give her a book.Notice how the H is dropped and how give her becomes giver. Look at another example. Tell him to ask her. Tell him to ask her. Tell him to ask her. Did you notice that tell him became tell him? And ask her became ask her?This happens very frequently in spoken English, especially when he follows an auxiliary verb. For example, what will he do becomes what'll he do. Where will he go becomes where'll he go. When will he come becomes when'll he come. Who will he meet becomes when'll he meet.Who will he meet? How will he know becomes how will he know? Has he gone becomes has he gone? Had he done it before becomes had he done it before? Must he go becomes must he go? Can he do it becomes can he do it?Should he leave becomes should he leave? It's important to accustom yourself to the dropped H sound in sound linking. This has been today's daily tip. Tune in tomorrow for another tip on learning English.